Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt das Arla, Perik Aleph Mishnah Tess. Rabbi Yossi Emre, Rabbi Yossi says, Noitin Yichur Shel Arla, you can plant a branch of an Arla tree. Wait a second, didn't you tell me that Arla is Aser Behana? Zakta Batanura, the fruit, not the tree. That's so you can plant a branch of an Arla tree, but Ve'ein Noitin Egoiz Shel Arla. You can't, let's say, plant a knot of Arla. Mimneshu Peri. A branch is not a peri. A knot is a peri. And you can't have hana from the fruit of Arla. You know, you're not eating it, but you're planting it, but that's called having hana. Vaitrasak the Mishnah, the Ein Markivin bechafniyos shel Arla. Harkava means to graft, grafting branches. What are chafniyos? If you look at a date tree, so just like we learned about smadar when it comes to grapes, there's like this little flower, eventually turns into a grape. Same is true with dates. There's like this little flower kind of a effect. By grapes, it's called smadar. By dates, it's called kafniyas. Rabbi Yossi holds that the kafniyas are considered a peri, and the isser of arla is chal on it. Now, if you remember, Rabbi Yossi and Mishnah Zayin held that the smadar by grapes is also called a peri. So this is Rabbi Yossi l'shitasei. The chachamim, who say smadar is not called a peri, would also say kafniyas is not called a peri. Ozayzok the batanura. Now, what is harkava? Again, harkava is grafting. Sometimes you take a branch from an old date tree and graft it with a branch of a new date tree, like put it together. So we don't want you to do that. Why not? So some say, look, it's Aser Bahana. Is this called Hana, that I'm grafting it with a different tree? So while some Rishonim hold it is, some say that there's a different reason we don't want you to do it. You're going to graft from an Arla branch. Let's say you connect a tree that's Arla to a tree that's not Arla, to a tree that's already more than 3 years old. The peris that are going to grow are Aser. But no one's going to chap. They're going to think, oh, I know this tree. It's more than 3 years old. So somehow that's the reason you can't do it. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, you can plant a branch of Arla. You could also graft, by the way, a branch of Arla. Because like I explained, the wood of Arla is not Aser Bahana. You cannot plant, because that's a peri. By the way, if you did plant it, what grows out would be mutter after 3 years, like other trees. We don't want you to take a branch of developing dates and connect it to a different branch, because you're not going to chap that it's coming from an arla tree, you'll come to eat from it. And by the way, the Rambam paskins, if you're over the Mishnah and you do graft it together, so now we have a peri that grows from both an arla tree and a not arla tree, b'di'evet, it is mutter. And this is based on a halacha that zebeze goyrim mutter. If you have something which is created both by an iser and a heter, that's what's happening over here. These peiros are created by an arla tree and a tree that's not arla, because he's grafting the two. The din is, says the Rambam, that zebeze goyrim is mutter. You can look that up in the Rambam, Hilchas Meiser Sheini, Perik Yud, Siv Chaf, and Chaf Aleph.